On the line from Sedona, Arizona, is Dr. Patrick Flanagan and Gail Flanagan, the two Flanagans who have just hid away out there and will never come see us anymore, doing all of their scientific things. Our subject, as you two well know, here for the first part of the show has been astrology with Lee, who we find to be quite innovative, quite down-to-earth, different, and has a non-mystic approach to a very ancient science, an art, which I think she is in the forefront of bringing back to what it used to be. Patrick, you've roamed the pyramids of Egypt and the ancient cultures of our time. They seem to have a better handle on astrology back then than they do now.
Well, it's true that what we sometimes call primitive man actually is closer to nature than we are, because we live a highly technical, so-called, you know, civilized society, and also we're a highly polluted world. But and being closer to nature, they tended to, they were all naturalists. In other words, they were all scientists in a way of nature, observers of nature. And by observing various manifestations in nature, they were able to discover a great many things. Of course, that doesn't rule out the possibility that there have been other civilizations who have evolved great knowledge, and some of that knowledge has been passed down, some of it has been lost.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the fact that astrology is an art, as I mentioned earlier, more of an art than a science, doesn't in any way lessen the potential significance of astrology, because, like I say, it's amazing. I had a lady who, the first time I talked to her, she had no idea who I was. I just gave her my birthday, in fact, and this lady, we were doing a large ad in one of the national magazines, and it was scheduled for September 23rd of that year. And I told her, she said, "Well, I see a lot of national publicity coming up for you sometime around, you know, the 23rd of September." And I, she said later than that. And I said, "Well," I said, "that's amazing that you even picked that up. But actually, it's happening earlier. It's happening on the 23rd, not in October like she predicted." And she said, "Oh, no, it's impossible to happen around the 23rd of September. It's impossible." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry, but we've already got a big ad in a big major magazine. It's set. They've acknowledged the receipt of it. We have a piece of paper saying that it's in the magazine, and it's going to happen." And she said, "Well, I'm sorry, it can't happen." So I argued with her for a while. And then finally, about a week after the argument, the magazine called and said, "We're real sorry, we can't get it in that issue." And it'll be in the next issue.
Exactly. Don't mess with the big boys.
Exactly as she predicted. So, and that was just the beginning. And then I established a long relationship with this lady, astrological relationship. And she, as I mentioned earlier, hit me right on the... And, unbelievable, as I said, up in the 90s as far as accuracy. So,
on the Franklin scale, 1 to 10, 10 being best, you get a 9. Then.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, what is new happening in your world? In fact, I'm just going to ask you right out. What's happening to that amazing water of yours? Which
Gail and I,
up?
As you know, and as many of your listeners know, Gail and I have, I spent about 23 years working on water, the secrets of water, because of the fact that Dr. Henri Coanda, who is the father of fluid dynamics, imparted knowledge to me when I was 17 years old about water and the structure of water being the secret to longevity. He said that it's the key to life itself, because the brain is about 80% water and the body is over 70% water. And he said, "We are what we drink, not what we eat." And he said, "This is the key to long life." In fact, he said the key to eternal life may be in water. And he gave an indication, for example, people in Hunza land in the Himalayas live to be over 100 years old and have children after 100. And they believe, that the Hunza people believe, that it's due to the water they drink, which is this very special cloudy water from the glaciers that come down through Hunza land. And this is true of five other areas on Earth. Vilcabamba down in South America, the people also drink the same kind of cloudy water, and they also live to be over 100 years old with in perfect health, very little disease. And there's a place in the Gobi Desert, which is the same, and there are two other places in the world besides that. And Dr. Coanda had visited all these places and had discovered that, indeed, there is a secret in the water. And I spent nearly 23 years and... researching this, trying to discover the secret. And Betty Lee Morales there in Los Angeles had been to Hunza Land a number of times to talk to the mayor of Hunza, or the king of Hunza, and he had said that this water, the water there was the key to their long life, even though other people disagree with them. In other words, outside scientists come in and say, no, it's the food they eat. It's the food, not the water. So anyway, Betty Morales brought some water back for me to analyze from Hunza Land, and indeed the cloudy structure of the water, that is the little cloudy minerals in the water, are all high zeta potential or highly charged colloidal minerals. And I discovered that it's the high energy colloidal minerals that alter the actual structure of the water itself. And so Gail and I at that time, Gail and I had were together at that point, and I had been researching all types of water anomalies, and we began working on it together. And we discovered we were able to create or duplicate the colloids that were in the Hunza water. And we immediately started a fast, which lasted for over 6 months, in which we drank mainly fresh raw juices plus our Hunza crystal water. And we developed it further. People started using it. We now have about 3,000 people using it. We've used it on racehorses. We have racehorses that... by coincidence, when they take the water, they run faster. I'm talking about 11 lengths faster in about 3 months. We're talking about horses that go from a $16,000 value to up in the $70,000 range within a period of 3 months. Yeah, this has happened with several horses and so forth. So anyway, to make a long story short, because this can go on and on, Gail and I were looking for a vehicle for our water, that is, for someone who could get it out to the world. And
because of its
importance. We talked to 73 companies in a period of about a year, and out of 73 companies, we finally chose a company which is international. It's called Unimont, and it's a GmbH, Unimont GmbH, and it started in Germany by a gentleman by the name of Klaus Ritter. And Unimont has now got our water, and it's going all over the world. It's fantastic. They started in Germany just a few years ago, and this company is all over. It's in the U.S., it's in Canada, it's all over the common market and expanding to other areas of the world. So we're very excited about it. And also, since we last talked to you, we've made a lot of improvements in the water.
And found a lot out about colloidal chemistry. You know, to gain a working conception, Bill, of what colloidal chemistry is and how important it is, just consider the living tissues and organs are simply great masses of cells, right? Billions of them. The energy, the very life force of these cells is obtained from certain minerals and metals, iron, iodine, manganese, copper, etc., some 32, with traces of many others. So colloidal chemistry is the science which converts those elements into particles so minute that they can be utilized by living cells. So life has been prolonged by colloidal action. And there was a scientist 50 years ago, we have an article from the Reader's Digest, 1935, Bill, that talks about colloidal chemistry, and it said the study of this phenomenon constitutes the road to the ultimate in human knowledge and life extension. And Rockefeller Center and you know, and some others have put a great deal of money into this research, but
we're the only ones who discovered the secret of Hunza water.
That's right.
Got a lot of crystals in it.
Yes, as a matter of fact, what happens, you know, most people don't realize it, but water itself is a liquid crystal. If you imagine the little molecules in water, most of them are randomly organized, but within this state of chaos are little icebergs, little crystals actually that have exactly the same structure as ice, little isolated ice crystals floating around in water. Even boiling water has little ice crystals in it. Most people don't realize this. And that the more structured the water is, for example, the water in the living cell is highly structured. In other words, it's all like liquid ice. And especially the water in the brain, which is the most highly structured. We found in our research since we last talked to you that raw, for example, fresh raw vegetable juice like carrot juice, orange juice, things like that, have highly structured water. And in fact, the body, if you take ordinary water into your body has to structure that water before it can even be utilized by the cells, before it can even cleanse toxins out of the body or carry nutrients into the body. And so what we've discovered is a way of structuring the water before we even drink it, so that when we drink it, it goes right into the cells and does its job.
And
Bill, have you ever made ice with our water?
Yes, I have.
Right out of the tray. Have you noticed?
I've made ice with your water. I put your water in with the reverse osmosis water that I use exclusively at the house, except when I can treat it with your care packages that you're so kind to send from time to time. And it's very clear. The ice is extremely clear. I've also put some of your water in the spa. Now, I keep crystals in the spa anyway, so the water is always clear, but that just made the water much more silky, and
that's
certainly
right.
The surface tension of the water was greatly reduced.
We don't use any chemicals in our whirlpool at all. Just
neither do
water.
We. No.
Don't need to.
I haven't put any chlorine in that that spa in years. You can drink out of it if you want. I wouldn't recommend it. But you could.
Right.
We'll take your word for it.
I mean, there's a lot of things going on in that spa.
Right.
With me is Dr. Patrick Flanagan and Gail Flanagan. They're talking to us from Arizona. And we're talking about things of science here with Patrick. And in studio is Lee Holloway. And Joe has a very important question for Lee. And we'll get to that in just a second for Lee. So, Joe, you're on.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Hanging in there, Gemini?
Yes, crazy Gemini.
And kind of tough.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, I'm looking at your chart, and for those listeners who don't know the question that you put forward to me, I'm going to share with them that the question is, I'm quitting drugs, and how strong is my willpower?
Right.
There are a couple of configurations in this chart that indicate you vacillate between being very strong and then giving away at the last minute.
Yeah. <That's>... I find that too.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Joe, that I really feel that the problem is a little more deep-seated than you might be able to handle alone, and I don't think it has anything to do with willpower. I'm looking at something in your chart which indicates the potential for some real psychological domination as a child or real difficult psychological situations during your childhood years. And they may have occurred at such an early time that the programming was unconscious. And I'm not sure that you're going to be able to retrieve this in order to free yourself from some of these illusions about yourself without some help. There are some aspects that are going on that are also exacerbating your sense of self-worth, and they're not quite finished with you yet. Next year, they go on through the summer of next year. First of all, I want to applaud you. Your timing is perfect.
Why is that?
Because you're going through one of these Saturn cycles, which really allows you to face up to reality.
It's
really saying to you, now is the time for you to really get it together. Because what you do now is going to have a far-reaching consequence on the future for you. So it's a fabulous time for you to restructure your life and to stop buying into some fallacies. Do you know about the early childhood years? Are you fully aware? I don't want to say physical abuse, but certainly there's a potential for some psychological abuse in this chart.
Not physical, not at all.
Okay, but
definitely not physical.
Okay, but psychological, Joe? Dominated.
Psychological.
Okay, well, we're talking about perhaps being very manipulated, very controlled. Very dominated. A lot of the independence may not have been appreciated, nurtured, allowed.
Well, see, on mother's side it was dominating. On father's side it was total neglect.
Yeah. Okay. See, there are two configurations going on here. That's why I suggest to you that this is one of those things that I think you're going to need a support group to help you through this. And I really would love to see you at this time get some hold on through counseling of some sort on just
that's
exactly
it.
What, pardon me?
Which I've done. I've done that.
All right. But,
the past 2 weeks.
But this is something that I think you need to engage in longer than this, Joe. These are real stressful configurations in your chart, and they're things that are not easily thrown over, and because your defense mechanisms are so strong, you're going to really need someone to help you sort through it. There's a lot of abilities here.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Like, just 2-3 weeks, I'll be fine. I won't even think. And then all of a sudden, you know, I won't even know that I miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll just be there.
Yeah.
And the next week.
Well, you see, there's a great deal of internal tension at play here. And that's why you block it out very well, I'm sure, because most of it, as I said, is occurring on an unconscious level. Pluto rules the unconscious, and it's in hard aspect of both your sun and your moon. So it's almost like every now and again a compulsive drive takes over.
Right. See, that's what I don't understand. It doesn't seem to me like it's a physical addiction. It seems to be more mental. I don't feel anything physical.
Okay, that's why I'm saying to you, Joe, there are deeper issues at play here. Thank you for being so honest about it, because this is not an easy subject. It's not an easy thing to divulge.
I know.
But I do know, and I do see in your chart, that this is something that occurred at a very early age, and you need someone to help you sort through, because there is a tremendous amount of internal tension that's at play here that can only be uncovered by someone who is skilled in that area.
Joe, is the drug cocaine?
Yes, it is.
Do you know about CA, Cocaine Anonymous?
Yes, I've been to that.
Have you been to that?
Yes, that I didn't find. I didn't really like that too much. I didn't feel comfortable at all.
Okay.
I feel better on a one-to-one counselor.
Yeah, because there's a great need in your from what I'm seeing here, especially when Pluto is tied up with both the sun and the moon, that there is a part of you is very reluctant to be very open in front of groups. You need close encounters,
yeah,
of a near kind.
Right.
But as far as your own personal willpower goes, at this particular time, especially with the other planetary influences that are going on, I would like to recommend that you get some outside help with this. Go and see whatever, I don't know what your finances are, but see if you can't get into some long-range counseling that's going to support you through this period of time, because it's really an opportunity to turn your life around, Joe.
Thank you.
All right, Joe.
I really appreciate the way you handled it.
You're very welcome. Very
welcome. Best of luck to you, Joe, and check back with us, would you? How he is giving us a new kind of water. He has given us probably the most effective air purifier in the world that uses some very, very advanced science. Well, if you get into all of the things that Patrick has done, this would take hours. And, of course, we have spent hours with Patrick doing that. And Lee Holloway, who gives us a whole new look at astrology that's quite different than what you see in the newspapers or... Well, we just found something more real about astrology with the two. Patrick, what else have you been up to?
Well, mainly, you know, Gail and I, as you know, we, as a lot of your listeners have had come to my lectures and seminars and things like that, but I traveled, you know, extensively for a number of years giving seminars, and then when Gail and I got together, we got married in the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt, and then we got married.
And you spent your wedding night on top of the Great Pyramid.
Right, that's right. We spent our wedding night on top of the Great Pyramid and the full moonlight. And then
family show, Patrick. So that's
right. But Gail, you know, it's interesting because being highly creative since I was a child, it's difficult to travel and lecture and do those things and still be creative. And as a result, Gail and I settled down in a very secret private laboratory in a wide open spaces environment in the mountains of Arizona, and as a result, we haven't traveled anywhere for several years now, and
I know getting you out of there is like pulling teeth.
Staying home, becoming mythological, Bill.
So as a result of that, we've come up with quite a few exciting things. We just speaking of the air purifier, we just applied for international patents on it. It is now available throughout Europe in the common market, and also Canada, and we're working on Asia right now. And we found out recently from New Jersey, the state of New Jersey has run tests on radon gas with our air purifier, and our device eliminates the radioactive daughters, or the bad
radon daughters.
Bad radon daughters. As you know, radon gas itself is inert. It is an inert gas, but when it decays, it creates radioactive byproducts that are highly dangerous. And a lot of homes have radon gas, and it's very difficult to get rid of it. And our device neutralizes the and traps the radon daughters, and it does it without using a filter. It's this purifier, as you mentioned before, is based on an entirely new concept. It's actually it transmutes. For example, it transmutes carbon monoxide into carbon dioxide. It works even without an actual physical filter. It actually purifies the air by means of an electronic field, and it is not a negative ion generator. It's a new concept.
Potential energy?
Well, it's the original research on the device actually came out of working with the relationship of gravity and electricity. And as you may or may not know, Dr. Erwin Saxel, who was a protege of Einstein's, established some time ago that there is a relationship between gravity and electricity. And, of course, T. Townsend Brown obtained patents on unusual devices relating gravity and electricity. Mm-hmm. But it was during my research in this area that I discovered the phenomena that that eventually resulted in the development of the air purification device, which is known as an electron field generator. And so that's, you know, one thing we've been working on. Of course, the other that we feel is extremely important is, of course, the crystal energy concentrate, or the crystal energy water, because the results are so, I mean, they're so incredible that it's, you know, we don't make any claims for the water other than the fact that we are creating highly structured water that you drink. But by coincidence, a lot of incredible things are happening as a result, you know, of using that water. And as I mentioned earlier, we've been continuously researching it and upgrading it and improving it. And at this point in time, I don't think we could improve it anymore. It's so fantastic. We have horses, you know, speaking of horses, some people think that, you know, that drinking water that we say is different might be a psychological effect or a placebo effect, but horses don't respond to placebos, and that's why we're so excited. We have, for example, a racehorse that's, we have two racehorses. One was a bleeder, which means that the capillaries in the lungs are so weak that when it runs that the lungs bleed, and the other one is a non-sweater, which means that when a horse runs, its sweat glands don't work, and the result is that it gets overheated and it could die of heat exhaustion. And because we do have to sweat to cool our bodies, or horses do, or humans do too when they work hard, right, they perspire. However, going back to the horses, the bleeder, the horse that had the lung problem, after it was on our water for 1 week, it stopped bleeding, and the horse has won several races, and it doesn't need any kind of drugs or anything. It just uses our water, and hemoglobin count went up from a low value up to 17.8, which is quite high, which means that it's getting a lot more oxygen in its system. Its endurance increased. The non-sweater, after 1 week on the water, began to sweat. And all the in other words, all its sweat glands started working, and now it's racing. One of our horses that's on our water was in the Breeders' Cup. That came very close to winning.
Nearly did, in fact.
Yeah. So,
in fact, it was ahead for a while.
That's right. It was ahead for most of the race. And so we're very excited because we now have some Olympic athletes on our water. We have
one more quart of water for that horse. And so we put one more quart of water in that horse, and who knows?
That's right. One more quart would have made it. We have a world-class Olympic gold medalist runner who holds world record on the water, who after being, this is incredible, after he was on the water for 3 days, he beat his best time in a 5 kilometer run by 2 minutes, and he was, he said it felt like he wasn't even trying. He thought he'd be slower than his normal speed, and he beat his best time when he was running full tilt by 2 minutes after 3 days on the water. It's so incredible what the water does. The water just merely does what water is supposed to do in the body, because our bodies are so polluted from the atmosphere and from poison and so forth, that when you drink this, it actually it acts as a very powerful cleanser, eliminating tremendous amounts of toxins from the body, and it also efficiently carries nutrients into the system.
It works kind of like with electrical action. Sick and dead and broken down cells are attracted to the colloids by electromagnetic force, like iron filings are attracted to a magnet. So the colloids carry the decayed or poisonous substances into the bloodstream, and then they're eliminated.
By the way, that's a quote from the 1935 Reader's Digest article on colloids, Bill. It's incredible. One of the things that
well, I didn't think you could have dreamed it up by yourself.
No. well, the fact is that, you know, it usually takes 50 years for a new discovery to go from the discovery stage to the point at which it's, you know, being used by the general public. New inventions, like especially significant inventions, take at least 50 years. Well, way back in 1935, Dr. Macy in New York at the Rockefeller Institute was working with colloids. And one of the experiments he did that's described in that article is they took an orchid that was dying, and this orchid was dead. I mean, it was all withered up. And they put it in a glass, and they poured some colloidal copper mineral into the iodine, into the orchid glass, and within seconds, the orchid was in full bloom and looked perfectly healthy, and it remained that way for another 3 weeks.
Within seconds?
Within seconds. And we've done the same thing with cut flowers. We take cut flowers, divide them in two, put ordinary water in one vase in the same exact water, only with our colloidal crystal energy concentrate in the other vase, and the ones that are in the crystal energy concentrate last 3 weeks longer than the flowers in the ordinary water.
Well, I know that, we've used your water in, with cut flowers, and it makes a profound difference in the staying power of them and even the beauty of them. And the animals love it. They get it, too, and it's really good for scotch.
Oh. Well, we've heard that.
I spray it on my skin, too, because we spend a lot of time outdoors, and people have been telling me I look 10 years younger than the last time they saw me.
Oh, my goodness, you look like a 5-year-old.
Yeah. You say all the right things, Bill.
Frankie is on the line, and he wants to talk to you, too, about something I know that you have a little bit of information on.
Okay.
Crystals.
Okay.
Frankie?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yes. First of all, where can I get the water?
Good okay. question.
That is a good question. As I mentioned earlier, there's now a company called Unimont, and Unimont is one of the most fantastic. Klaus Ritter, who organized that company, is a genius. One of the largest accounting firms there in Los Angeles went out to his office just to look at his filing system because he's come up with a whole new way of filing that completely replaces all the old filing systems. Anyway, they're fantastic, but what I wanted to say is that Unimont is right there in Los Angeles, and all you have to do is call them up.
I have the number.
We have a telephone number for you.
Okay. He has a very unique marketing system, so when you do call him up, just tell him that you heard from Gail and Patrick on KABC.
Okay.
And they'll take care of the rest.
Say those magic words, KABC.
Right,
those
magic words.
And the number is, of course, it's in L.A., so it's 213-720-1107.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right,
okay.
Frankie.
Okay, another question. Wearing crystals, what do they do for you? Because my husband and I both wear them. And I wonder, what the properties are.
You should see Gail.
I can cover this.
Gail carries 35 pounds of crystals in her handbag. All the time.
She is the crystal bag lady.
She is the crystal bag lady. But
I carry them in my pocket, too.
Oh, that's great. Gail and I can both answer your question. From a scientific viewpoint, I've done studies with crystals and found out that certain types of crystals, when worn on the body, actually have a balancing effect on the acupuncture meridian system. We used a device called an AccuScope for testing these, and they do energize the body. And the mechanism by which crystals work is the fact that all substances in the universe radiate energy. Crystals happen to be highly structured. Quartz crystals, by the way, have a structure that is very similar to the structure of the Great Pyramid, that is on a molecular level.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you wear the crystal, it actually transmits structuring energy into the energy field of the body.
Okay, now my husband has a carnelian on his with the crystal. Does that enhance the attraction?
Well, Gail can answer that, but basically...
Carnelians were reputedly both curative and had protective powers. You know, the early Egyptians carved beads and insects and insignias
mm-hmm.
with their carnelian. The high priest wore carnelian. It's very, very highly regarded.
Yeah, I have a ring that I never take off that's carnelian.
Okay, well, it's worn for protection, maybe.
Uh-huh. Okay.
As a talisman.
Frankie, I can tell you this.
Yeah.
My wife, Evelyn, the great non-believer of all times, wears a crystal around her neck that was given to her by Dale Walker. And she got a little wart on her little hand. And she rubbed the little wart with the little crystal that Dale gave her. And the little wart went away. And she is no longer a non-believer.
Remember the day that we were visiting
wart.
Bill, and then she had that pain in her neck, and intuitively
right.
I took out the crystal egg, and I went right for the spot and fixed it.
Yeah, so
does it have to have any particular shape? I mean, cut, like I have it's this oblong cut. It's almost like a diamond cut. My husband has sort of, the normal looks like a crystal. Does it matter?
Yes, it does. Different shapes have different properties. For example, a sphere, a crystal ball was cut into a sphere for prophesizing or for giving certain psychic readings. The geometric configuration has a lot to do with the particular type of energy that it emanates. I feel that if you're wearing it on your person, it's nice to have its natural form.
Mm-hmm.
There are two types of crystals. There's the, well, there are more than two, but basically there's the leaded crystal, which is composed of quartz. Sometimes, it all depends on how they're made now, and then the prismatic crystal, which does not have the power of a crystal that's grown in its natural environment, grown by nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that
well,
you know, for healing purposes, we're the natural stone. And at the Bodhi tree, they have a wonderful selection.
Well, and also at the Alexandria 2 bookshop, as you heard earlier.
Yeah,
and,
don't forget Alexandria 2.
Right.
Mine's got kind of is a kind of a pyramid shape.
Who is this now?
This is her husband.
Oh, hi.
We got five on the line.
Well, no, another. I thought I was losing control.
Pyramids, of course.
Mine's got it's set in silver, and it's got a carnelian on the top, and it's kind of it looks like the Rock of Gibraltar.